Where do you find 16% of a population to support ISIS?
It's very disturbing, very distressing. I've seen the poll results. You know, they say that some of these people, it tends to be younger, and those who are immigrants from Muslim countries who are living in France. So it's a huge concern, and it shows me that the threat to the United States is even greater, especially when you see it was a British citizen who beheaded James Foley. That savage act, and you know, that was called a message to America when they sent the video.
UK, looking at the numbers, Germany is 2%, UK 7%, Gaza 13%.
It shows that this group, ISIS, which we know is bloodthirsty, they are well-armed, they are dangerous people with deadly weapons, and I believe they're coming for America. That's what they have said. So they have folks from other countries supporting them, some of our NATO allies, people you wouldn't think would be friendly to them, which shows that the threat to the United States is even greater.
Well, not to be flip, but Al-Qaeda threw ISIS out this spring because they were too violent. I mean, do you know how bad you have to have Al-Qaeda think you're too violent and too awful?
And they control a huge area, almost from...
Lots of money, lots of oil.
They've taken that. They have weapons as well. They have manpower, all of those things. They control an area larger than the state of Indiana and want to continue to grow. And I think it's incumbent now on the President of the United States as Commander-in-Chief to show leadership, to come forward and express to the American people, articulate the threat that we as Americans face and what he's going to do in a comprehensive way to deal with this direct threat that we face.
Okay, so what is, you're on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. I know that Senator Kaine said that this should be debated on Capitol Hill. He's a Democrat. So has the Senate Foreign Relations Committee had any sort of contact with the president or even begin discussing this at all? I mean, is he just speaking with his military leadership?
I think the president is speaking with his military leadership, has not come to Congress at all. I don't think you ought to let Congress off the hook. Congress ought to be able to and have to stand up because this is the way that you interface with voters at home. But the president needs to make the case. What is he going to do? What is his solution to face the threat? The strategy has to equal the threat.
But to get there, it does involve some sort of dialogue. And maybe it doesn't have to be public, but I would certainly hope that the president would consult with other leaders in his own party and across the aisle as well, because this is a very important time, because ISIS is not your usual enemy. ISIS is not like a nation where we know where they are. This is a very mobile, very rich, and very evil and violent group.
And Secretary of State Kerry said they have to be eliminated. Secretary of Defense Hagel said these are an enemy like no other. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said Iraq alone isn't enough if you want to eliminate ISIS. And it's time now for the president to lay out
a plan.
What would you do? A couple things. One is I would give additional aid and information and arms to the Kurds. What the president's done with these flights, and there have been about 100 bombings over the last 2 weeks, has helped buy time so the Iraqis can form a government. But I've been calling to arm the rebels in Syria for years now.
The Free Syrian Army.
The president ought to be doing all of those things. So there's a role for diplomacy in allowing Iraq to stand up as a new government. But we need to put together a coalition of other countries. And the president needs to lay out the threat to the United States and his plan to deal with it, because I think his Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense are right. This is a threat like no other. It is a threat to the homeland. We can either fight them there or fight them here. And I'd rather have them fought over there.